Where were you in January of 1983? How old were you in January of 1983? How much of January 1983 do you remember? Well, that was the last time, almost 40 years ago, that inflation was as high as it is now. Statistics Canada is out today with its consumer price index for the month of May, and inflation has risen to 7.7%. The cost of gas, we know that. The price of food, we know that. We are paying more for everything, and I'm not entirely sure what the solution is. So we turn to people who do know, or at least could lead us in the right direction and give us some thoughts on today's statistics, and that there seems to be no abatement. Amanda Lang, good friend of the program, and she is also the host of Taking Stock on BNN Bloomberg, is with us. Amanda, thank you as always for your time.
It's great to be with you, Scott. And I mean, I don't want to out her or anything, but I'm not sure Rashmi was even alive the last time we saw inflation. I think you might have been. I know I was, but I'm not sure she was.
So kind of you, Amanda. Yes, we're all in our 40s here, friends.
We'll let Rashmi address that specifically, Amanda. The floor is yours.
Yeah, well, I was. Yeah, I'm 41 now. But yeah, I mean, January 1983, it was 8.2%, right? So are we feeling like the 80s? The fashion says, though, does inflation?
Well, that really is actually the most important question, because what we think about that determines what we do now and what plans we make. And that's not just us, but businesses as well. When you look at the chart, so it is super instructive. Like, we kept inflation in the band where we wanted it for decades. Now it's back where it was in 1983. But of course, as we know, It shot way above that back then. So we know that it can stay up. It can get out of control, if you will. Will we get even worse than we are right now? It's possible. But we learned some tough lessons. And by we, really, that's the central bank and our government. They know they need to not just work to bring it down, but work hard to sell us on that message. So we are hearing that from the central bank. They're saying, more is coming. Look for rate hikes. The unpleasant side effect of that is we could well, of course, throw the economy into recession. But that's the risk. It's almost worth taking because the economy is so healthy otherwise, that you could see them really saying, look, we're going to do this and just trust us. You're going to feel more pain before it gets better.
Amanda, everything that I've read suggests that the central bank is looking at three more key interest rate hikes before the end of this year, another 50 basis point hike, and then two subsequent hikes of 25 basis points each. Is that the likely course here? Will that continue, or could they react and bump rates even higher?
They could absolutely react. I think after the U.S. Central Bank went 75 basis points at their last meeting, we got this growing expectation that our bank could do the same. They could go before the meeting, which is a kind of a real jolt to the market. It's just a way of, again, where we end up is really what matters, because people aren't resetting their mortgages every day. Most of our kind of the credit will move slowly with the rate increases. It's really what we think. If we believe them that they're going to get tough and they're going to raise rates, you know, we should expect rates to be well north of where they are now. And my advice to people has been for a few years now, think like 4% is possible, because that's not unusual in this country. That's the historical norm, right around 3.7%, 4%. And then what does that do to mortgages? And can you live at that place? Because that's likely where we could get before this is over.
Amanda Lang is the host of Taking Stock on BNN Bloomberg, and we are talking about Canada's inflation skyrocketing to 7.7%, something we haven't seen in 39 years. Amanda, the Conservative Party is pushing for an emergency debate on this before the House rises for summer recess. In the U.S., the President Joe Biden is calling on Congress to approve a three-month gas tax holiday. What can government do here in this country to address inflation?
There are things they could do in the short term like that. I mean, the danger always, of course, is when you leave it in everybody's pocket, that is in itself inflationary. The counter argument to that will be these pressures are not homemade, they're global in nature, so just help us weather this storm a little bit. And I think you can make a pretty good argument here. Give us let us keep some of the extra gas tax. They're right now they're taxing inflation, which always feels like a bit of a windfall for government. I definitely think they could do an emergency transfer to people the way they did in pandemic. So I thought that's what they were going to do last week. Remember when we thought they were making a big announcement about workers' benefit and the child benefit? They didn't really. They just said, hey, we're already doing a bunch of good stuff. They could actually send extra money to people right now. Again, I don't think that would be inflationary. That would be the criticism they'd hear. But you could help in the short term. Ultimately, not a homemade problem, no homemade solution, other than just trying to reset expectations for everybody. If we all go ask for 5% raises, we are embedding inflation for a few years, and that's the real risk we're in right now.
Well, I was walking in saying 10 or 15, Amanda, so I've 5%.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And be laughed right out of the room. No question. Amanda Lang is with us, host of Taking Stock on BNN Bloomberg. We've talked about this before, and I'd just like to get your perspective on it again. Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine is ongoing. It isn't seemingly so much in the news cycle the way that it was in the first couple of months. That has had an effect, obviously, on oil imports. A lot of European countries in particular were dependent or partially dependent on Russia for those. We know that some supply lines have been cut off. Ukraine is a major exporter of wheat. What role is that particular situation playing in all of this right now? And I ask it, obviously framing it off your previous answer, which is This isn't homemade in Canada, therefore the solutions cannot only be homemade.
Absolutely. And maybe that helps us keep the pressure on, right? Because that tension does wane off what is still a pretty big crisis for people in Ukraine. What I would say is totally right that the bottlenecks you're seeing, and on agriculture, it's wheat, but as we saw today in the food data, sunflower oil going through the roof because Ukraine's normally a big exporter of sunflower oil. It will continue, and really we could stop that by trying to get the world back to normal and restoring some of those supply chains and letting people get back to their regular lives, frankly. So maybe that does keep the pressure on. And by the way, the World Bank thinks that we're seeing continued slow growth because of inflation. The OECD says it is almost entirely because of the invasion of Ukraine. They also see slow global growth, but because of that war. So there are definitely economists out there who say that's where we should be looking for the solution. And I imagine that there's still a lot of attention being paid behind the closed doors, but we don't talk as much about it these days.
Yeah, and we've seen gas prices rise since Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. We have a question from a listener, Amanda, before we let you go. Is this inflation the result of monetary policies or due to supply shock?
I think, you could definitely say that monetary policies have played a big role. Having said that, we had very loose monetary policy from the credit crisis back in 2009 up until the pandemic. We never really got back to normal or anything like it, and it never caused inflation. I was in the camp saying, of course it's going to cause inflation because that's what my textbook says it will do. It never did. And then the pandemic came and the world shut down and supply chains got snarled, and that sort of tipped the balance. Then I think you needed that catalyst to actually cause it. So was it monetary policy or not? Historians will debate it. For a long time, it didn't seem to be having that effect. So I don't think we can blame the central banks. What we can do is look for them to get us out of it. We know tighter policy can kill inflation. So that's what we're looking for now, and we need it.
Amanda, as always, we appreciate your insights. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Amanda Lang is a host of Taking Stock on BNN Bloomberg.